Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Hot coffee tastes very good to me on a cold, cold morning. I hope you are enjoying yours as we visit. The story of the Good Samaritan is Jesus' parable spoken in response to the question by an expert in Jewish law, "Who is my neighbor?" and is found in Luke 10:30-36. After a priest and then a Levite passed by a man beaten and lying in a ditch, a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, and pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have had." If you have been wondering lately if there are any Good Samaritans around these days, I have a story for you. And as my husband would say, it is a true story. The experience was shared with me by Mary and Jim, names changed, to protect the innocent. Some months ago, Jim and Mary were traveling from the coast back to their home in the Atlanta area when a bright red light showed up on the dash. Red lights that come on at any time are scary, but especially when you are in the middle of nowhere. The light was insistent that one of the tires was losing air fast, and they were 2 hours from home. To avoid pulling to the side of the interstate, they got off at the next exit. Of course, it was one of those that makes you wonder why it is an exit. Nothing, nada, is there in either direction. No gas station, no fast food place, no truck stop, not even a house, to the right or the left. So they pulled off the side of the 2-lane road, got out the owner's manual, and turned to the tire section. Problem number 1. This car has no spare or jack. Instead, the manufacturer provides an item that you attach to the tire valve, and it will fill the tire with something that will allow you to drive another 50 or so miles. Ah, problem solved. Wait a minute. It's not that simple. Jim follows the instructions explicitly. The red light does not cooperate. It is still on. In the midst of this undertaking, the first person comes by in a work truck. He stops, gets out, asks Jim what's up, and begins talking to Mary about this, that, and the other. The most significant thing he says is, "This is a bad place to stop. It is known for drug business." With this piece of info, he climbs back in his truck and drives away as Jim is still struggling to get the tire filler to work. Not long after, a second person comes. Dressed all in hunting fare, Jim explains their dilemma, and the man responds by saying he is hunting and has to go into town, which is 5 miles away, to pick up supplies. He says he will stop by on the way back if they are still there. Of course, Mary and Jim are trying to figure out what to do next. Call AAA, OnStar, but it could be hours before anyone comes, and they are in a dangerous area, apparently. And then the Samaritan shows up, he and his wife in their truck. Now, Mary and Jim grew up in a small town in the Midwest, a good place, but very different from a small country town in the Deep South. Mary was immediately struck by the true Southern drawl and the warm and helpful attitude of this couple. They offered to lead Mary and Jim into town, and they knew a station that would be open and could help with the tire. They promised to stay with them until it was fixed, and they were true to their word. After the tower was repaired and much conversation had been shared, they exchanged thanks and goodbyes. Then, a little later, Mary received a text and a picture. It was an invitation to return for a visit and asked if they would like to go camping. The picture displayed a very nice camper. The biggest gift this couple gave to Mary and Jim was their time, something the other two passers-by were not willing to share. In today's world, time seems to be a priority, even priceless. Have you ever found yourself in a hurry or with a full agenda and keeping a blind eye to the need of someone? It could be as simple as helping a young mother manage getting groceries into the car and getting two little ones in car seats. Or maybe leading a confused person in the right direction to their destination. Or letting a neighbor's dog into your car and taking him back home. Or stopping from our rush out the door and look straight into the eyes of our child and give him or her an unrushed, loving hug. We can find ourselves in the role of the Samaritan as long as the person, regardless of diversity or social status or economic status, age or sex, is the focus of our time. Let us pray. Dear Lord, life is busy, and it is easy to ignore the problems of others. But give us a heart to be aware and willing to get our priorities straight and to take a bit of that precious time we hold so dear and help, love, care for another human being. In your precious and loving name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.